Meal planning. To start with meal planning, you might want to create a list of foods you want to eat for the week. You want to use foods that are anti-cancer, like if you were going to start an anti-cancer diet, you would want to use only anti-cancer foods. To start any meal planning for the week, for the month, would be a good idea to start as soon as possible before your next meal or whenever you have the most free time. then you know that once you get in the habit of buying the right foods and having the right diet, it's going to be a lot easier and take a lot less time the next time you do it. So to do it one time would be good to start your anti-cancer diet. Your anti-cancer diet may not be the same as somebody else's, but if you use the most nutritious foods available that would support anti-cancer, then you would be on the right path. You are not being selfish by helping yourself, because by helping yourself, you are also helping others, and you're setting a good example. What is selfish and doesn't help others is setting a bad example and not ever helping yourself when you should. And another thing that's selfish is interfering in other people being able to help themselves and not supporting them to help themselves if they can. But trying to take away their jobs or making their jobs harder, etc. So make your lists, make recipes that you want to try that you have already in stock. Prepare your kitchen to be able to work in it and make recipes and put off some time to be able to help yourself get started on this program that you're going to eat healthy and avoid cravings. The only way you're going to avoid cravings is to use foods that are healthy that you like in ways that you like them. If you don't know if you like something, then at least give it a try. But mainly, make things that you know you'll like at least 80% of the time and that you have time to make. Prepare things ahead so it's not just any meal plan that you're starting, not just a vegan meal plan, but mainly probably you want to try to keep it vegan, but more than vegan, you want to keep it close to raw and whole foods. Nothing that has a lot of ingredients in it that are unrecognizable chemicals. Staying close to the natural, such as in things, certain medications that don't allow certain foods. You also want to have your foods be as organic as possible, as much as organic as possible, because you don't want any strange chemicals. Breathing the fresh air, having foods that smell good, that